One, two, three, clap. Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast. Sitting over in Scotland all by their lonesome, that's Brogan Hastings.
And sitting right beside me, although he doesn't know it, it's Wayne Giovinazzi.
Oh? No, you're not. What are you talking about?
No.
Trying to play tricks on me.
I'm trying not to remember how lonely I am.
Although you were looking up the cost of flights to Perth, Western Australia the other day.
I did, because why did that even happen? I texted you something and the preview came up and you got all excited because you thought, Brogan's coming to Australia. And I was like,
oh, no. That's right. You said that I've just booked tickets for, and I'm like, tickets for a plane to Perth, Western Australia?
No.
But no, what did you buy? What did you book tickets for? What was it?
Penn Jillette would be incredibly proud of me because I booked tickets to see Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. You know, I can almost name a Bob Dylan song.
There we go.
Oh, yes, I can. The one about like something that's written on the wind, isn't it? That's the song.
I can't remember. I remember Blood on the Tracks because I have that album.
Okay. Yep. All right. So you are familiar with Mr. Dylan's work?
I am Robert familiar Zimmerman. With Mr. Dylan's work. So, yeah, he's playing in Glasgow on a Monday because, as you do.
Well, concerts happen every day of the week. They can't have every concert on a weekend.
I know, but it's rude. So I am going to...
I have work tomorrow, damn it, Zimmerman.
Well, he had the tickets for the Sunday or the Monday. And I thought, well...
Oh, he's doing two nights.
Yeah, I thought it's probably better if I go for the Monday and then I can work in the office on the Monday, work in the Glasgow office on the Monday.
Ah, yes.
And the concert venue is about 10, 15 minutes from where I usually park my car for work. So,
yeah, see, that makes sense. Rather than going all the way home, you know, getting all dressed up as you do, I imagine for a Robert Zimmerman concert, it would be with like spiked leather wristbands and black smudged eyeshadows, as one does.
Absolutely. Got to look the part.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Looking the actual part would be having your trusty fake cigarette.
Yes, my trusty fake cigarette.
I don't believe it.
In hand, right here. I don't believe it. But you, a 29-year-old, going to a Robert Zimmerman concert, you're going to be bringing down that average age a fair bit, the median age, aren't you?
Quite possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is it bad to say that a big part of why I'm going is for the merch? That's why I go to most things.
No. You've met my wife, right? Yeah. Right now, as we speak, she has flown over to the other side of the country to see a concert, a Mr. Lewis, aka Louis Tomlinson. And she messaged me and was like, oh, I got the special wristband because I bought this merch. And she packed her suitcase to go and take with her. And of course, I'm helping to pack everything. And both of us, we have a problem that we pack too much. The weight limit was 23 kilos and it was fucking dead on 23 kilos. It's like, I don't know how you're going to bring merch home. It's not just tonight. She's got another show tomorrow and then she's flying to Sydney to see him again, I think one more time. And then she's coming back home and seeing him in Perth and getting merch because there's going to be like exclusive merch at every show, I think. No, there's nothing wrong with just being more excited about getting the merch.
Yes, I think if nothing else, it's proof that I am quite literally your long lost child.
Yeah, it's hereditary.
So yes, I'm going for the merch, because I've heard Penn talk about it, and Penn gets so happy and excited to talk about it. I thought, you know what, I'm a fucking experience this for myself. How many times do you get chances to see somebody like Bob Dylan in fucking Glasgow? So. Yeah.
No, that's I see concerts kind of like that now as well, which when we were in Vegas, I could have gone and seen Katy Perry for a cool $50 and I didn't. And like, I probably should have because one, it's only $50 and it's a concert, you know, it's going to be an experience. Yep. It's like when I got my wisdom teeth removed, I refused to be put under just to, so, because that's a different experience, feeling someone ripping a tooth out of your jaw.
You're mental for that.
Really, I didn't want to pay for the, I didn't want to pay to be put under. There was a local anaesthetic, it was fine.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been put under for, I don't think they offer that in Scotland. Like,
oh, really?
Unless it's really bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally only local anaesthetic. So I've had three of my four wisdom teeth taken out. And the very first one was a horrible dentist. But I feel bad. It was, I think it was maybe my second appointment with him. It's a dentist I'd been going to since I was tiny.
Yeah.
Had just retired. This other dentist came in and says, you need your wisdom teeth taken out. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Never had any problems with this other dentist. So I went in and did he not fucking stab me in the lip with the anaesthetic? Stabbed me in the lip and then went, oh, and held his hands up and was like, oh. Oh, okay. Well, this needle is sticking out of my lip while I'm like, what, seven? Maybe
fucking
eight?
Hell.
Panicking? Yeah.
Sorry, that, you were getting wisdom teeth out at seven or eight?
I was young. I remember that.
Wow.
Like, it was before high school. So
yeah, I feel
maybe
like
the oldest I probably would have been was maybe 10.
Yeah, I feel like if you're getting that, that seems very young for wisdom teeth. Maybe they were concerned about future problems.
My teeth have grown weird, I have been told. So that might have something to do with it, but
I hope Matt Donnelly is not listening to this episode.
Matt has great teeth.
Oh, not because of that, because he hates all that mouth injury.
He
teeth
does hate my thing.
Talk. Yeah,
yeah. My actual teeth are fine. They just I'll stop talking, Matt. I am so sorry, but your teeth are perfect. I did notice that Scoop Fest when you smiled. I was like, Matt's teeth are really good.
There you go. I've got one tooth that is, I mean, aside from discolored teeth, I've got one that's like, I can't remember what they said last time I was at the dentist, but it's just like, it's just rotated, so it's a bit weird. I probably sound a bit funny because I'm playing with it, but yeah, I have to go get another wisdom tooth removed, but I can't afford it. I need to get private health insurance. But see, this is probably blowing Americans' minds right now. It's like, what do you mean you can't afford it? You're in Australia. You get free health insurance. Yeah, but no one ever fucking covers teeth. So I do need private health insurance for 2 months to cover, and then I'll just have a gap to pay.
I'll say, do you know what? That's funny that, because it's similar here as well.
Mm.
That the NHS only covers dentistry for up to a certain age.
And yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe about 16, 18.
Yeah.
Yes, I probably need to go get my other one taken out as well, but I'm going to put it off as long as I can.
Absolutely.
I don't want to.
Yes. But it's, yeah, just even with free health insurance in Australia, free health cover in Australia, the two things they never cover, at least properly, is teeth and mental health. So that's what we've got to complain about. But I do feel bad for people who live in a third world country, such as the United States of America, and not having
healthcare.
Well,
as soon as somebody sets up a dentistry podcast, because we've got pod therapy, so that's fine. Mental health is sorted.
Done. Yeah. Shout out to Dr. Jim and Dr. Nick.
And Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
You've just been life coached.
I think I already mentioned Jacob, didn't I? Oh, no, I mentioned that before I hit record.
Yeah. Yes, but Dr. Jimothy, for all your...
Dr. Jimothy, yeah.
For all your mental needs.
All my mental needs. I don't think he could handle it, frankly.
No, we love Dr. Jim too much to burden him with that.
Yeah. All right. So besides teeth issues, and do you think... How are you going anyway? You all right?
I'm dying.
Aw. Why is
because
that?
Because it's too fucking hot in my country right now. The world is literally burning around me.
Yeah, we had an argument about, well, not an argument. We had a friendly
discussion. A friendly discussion.
Yeah, discussion.
Yes, and
yeah,
I made a joke that it's the only argument we'll ever have.
Yeah.
But
which
it's
was meant to be the subject of the tweet, but no, that's not what happens, is it?
That's not what happened. And yeah. So to put it into perspective for people, I've grown up in a country that has been maximum, like, 20 degrees is a hot day here, like a really hot day.
Yep.
What we call taps off weather, which is tops off for you non-Scottish speaking folks, which is when folk walk around without their tops on.
Were you just pronouncing top in a different accent, or you're saying tarp, like tap. Letterkenny tarps off.
It's spelt and pronounced tap, like, you know, taps, like a faucet.
Like a faucet and tap.
Yeah, but taps aff.
So it's not like someone from Boston saying tap.
No, it's a...
No.
Taps aff is Scottish for tops off. We just say it weird because we've got a funny little accent.
Speaking of Scottish and weird things, we'll circle back to this weather talk. Mm. But just a little thing that came up through the week when you sent me we were messaging, and you sent me a message, and it just had some weird random word at the start with some laughy cry faces, mm-hmm. and then like another topic altogether.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, either Brogan's had a stroke or autocorrect has run afoul.
Yes, because if I get round to asking you the question, how are you, Wayne? How are you?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm all right.
No, you didn't sound like a couple of days ago.
This wasn't rehearsed at all.
you've been not too well. You've been a wee scorned.
Yeah,
I've been sickly scorned.
I've been a bit crook. I've been a bit crook. Not crook as in I've been robbing banks as a crook. Just yeah, not well. I was a bit concerned about the vid, which would have been surprising considering that happened a couple of months ago. But then I hear people talking about super immunity not really being a thing or not lasting as long as it used to. So I might be at the point where it could be happening again. But tested and it's all fine. I'm just probably it's probably not even the flu. It's probably just a shitty little cold and I'm being whiny about it. So I've decided, like, of course I had to call in sick just in case to begin with. And then I've decided to take a bit of advantage of it and have some time off and feel better. Because, you know, I need some more time off after 2.5 months holiday in America.
You do, though. You do need a holiday after a holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. But what was this word that you said to me?
Oh, you were telling me this over text, and I sent you the word skiver. Skiver spelled S-K-I-V-E-R. And you thought I'd had a stroke.
Yeah. That's right. We're just talking random autocorrect words, then like, I'll let it slide.
The kind of word that if I'd said to you in person, you probably would have just patted me on the head and walked away like, yeah, okay, Brogan. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I just would have looked straight through you and nodded and smiled and pretended I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But then we were talking about it during a production meeting or something, and I think it got brought up again. And I was like, what are you talking about, Skiver? Mm-hmm. And it turns out that Skiver means something.
It does. You didn't even think it was
and
Skiver.
It's not just an insult to an Aussie. No, I was like, skiver, skeevy? Is it like what? Is it like what the Wiggles wear, skivvies?
No. So, Skiver is, I didn't realise this was a UK-only word, but it means, for you Americans, to play hooky, to be truant.
Ah, to chuck a sickie.
To pull a sickie, as we say, yes.
No, you chuck a sickie in America. No, sorry, America, in Australia. You chuck a sickie.
You forgot
in
your own nationality.
I did, yeah. I was still thinking about the Americans and what we're going to talk about later with the weather. We love you, Americans. It's okay.
Yes, we just have opinions.
We're not hating on you. Yes, multiple. But yes, I chucked a sickie. And I was looking up other terms for chucking a sickie or being a skiver who's skiving or having a skive. Aussie slang, and my favorite one is, this was how you call your boss and tell them that you're coming in sick. You call them, you say, oh, I drank too many stubbies last night and now I'm feeling crook. I don't think that would really fly, so whatever this website was thinking of giving that advice, they're fucking stupid. Because if I called my boss, I'll translate, if I call my boss and said, I indulged in too many beers last night and now I'm feeling ill, so I don't think I can work, I'd probably get fired, at least written up.
Oh, yeah. No, you just show up to work when you're drunk in Scotland.
Yeah. Of course, it's tradition, damn it, and you don't fuck with tradition.
Yeah, we have, like, certainly in places I've worked with, we've had departments who have literally had a beer fridge and just drunk beer on the job. At law firms.
I mean, technically, you're at work right now, and damned if you're not drunk. Oh, no, wait, you don't drink?
I don't drink.
My bad.
And I'm not at work.
Damn it.
Of course I'm not at work.
No. Oh, I just meant that you're in your office.
Yes,
that was all.
I am in my office.
Yeah. Yes. In your home office.
My temporary home office.
All right. We did We did have a nice little segue going into other stuff, but I do want to circle back to this the weather incident. But I feel like that is it's coffee talk appropriate, yes. Isn't it? Is it coffee talk appropriate?
It's coffee talk appropriate, I think.
Oh, really? Okay. In that case,
it's time for coffee talk. Saving those turtles one straw at a time.
Yeah. Got to fix that symbol cutting off too early. Coffee talk. I mean, traditionally we talk about coffee to begin with in coffee talk, but I'm willing to forego that and just talk about the weather. Gosh, that sounds like such an interesting topic, doesn't it? The weather.
Yes. Well, yes. I made a funny joke on Twitter because I thought, isn't it funny that the weather I'm having is nice for Wayne and the weather that Wayne's having is nice for me, and neither of us are happy in our respective country's weather. I thought that was funny and the point of the joke, because currently it's far too fucking hot for me to breathe here. So that's not what everybody else seen in that tweet. The responses.
People focus on other shit.
All the responses where it's
not. I mean, I would have been happy. Look, I would have been happy if they were focusing on, oh, gee, Wayne and Brogan having an argument. This Hey Buddy Nice podcast, it's not going to launch on August 5th now, mm-hmm. is it? What are we going to do?
That would have made me happier.
That would have been fine.
I would have been much happier with that, apart from the...
Absolutely.
I don't understand Celsius tweet replies. And yes. That's not hot, that's not cold replies. Like...
Yeah. See, it's not... I've learned one thing. And that thing that I've learned is that temperature doesn't really mean much because the location of our countries and where we live, it's more than just temperature that's affecting the comfortability of how hot or how cold it is on the thermometer.
100%, 100%. Like, I noticed that in Vegas. Yeah. I thought I was really going to struggle with the heat in Vegas, and I didn't mostly. And I think it's genuinely because of the humidity, because the humidity was so low. In comparison to what I'm used to, it didn't feel as bad. Yeah. Whereas here...
But Vegas fucked you in a different way.
Vegas fucked me
though.
In a different way because I've never been in a place with ragweed. So I apparently have allergies I never knew. So, but heat-wise was fine. But no, here, where you've got like 80% humidity and 30 to 35 degree heat, which... never experienced as a child growing up. And yeah, when you're in a place where the homes, the offices, the shops are all built to keep heat in, no one has air conditioning, no one even has proper fans, no one has any idea how to deal with this, it's really hard. It's a struggle. And like even our public transport doesn't really have air conditioning. I had to take the... Thankfully, I half drove into work yesterday, so I had the car has air conditioning. But the trams... I basically drive halfway to work and get a tram in from a shopping centre. And the tram doesn't have air conditioning, so on my way back, when temperatures were about 32 degrees, and I'm sitting in the tram, stuffy, hot, and every time the door opened, I thought, oh, I can breathe for the 2 seconds that the doors are open.
Some fresh air.
And it was really hot. And I know that anybody that replied to it didn't mean anything by it, but at the same time...
Oh, absolutely not. It was,
At the same time, when you're struggling and to see comments like that, you know, it's like,
struggling with the weather.
I am struggling with the weather.
The struggle is real.
First world problems. The struggle is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I was a bit surprised when you did say to me that you had that you wanted to complain about this weather.
I don't like to complain about
that. It riled you up so much.
I don't like to complain about things too much. I want to keep this a happy space, but at the same time, if I die, I need there to be a record of how I felt about this.
Yes. Yeah, if you die in unrelated to weather causes, you just mean if you die in general.
Oh yeah, if I get hit by the big red bus.
You want people to know how you felt about the weather.
Yeah. If I get hit by the big red bus, you'll know why. You'll know I was unhappy about the weather. But like even then,
I will let people know the legacy of how you felt about the weather.
Yeah, it's this, so I'm struggling and Brogan, I'm grumpy.
If you die before our next podcast recording, I will put a preface before this episode. Of course, it will be like, tragically, Brogan died, got hit by a giant red bus.
No matter how...
This is how Brogan felt about the weather.
No matter how I died, I want it to say the weather killed me. I want to be like... I want to be like Carrie Fisher, just... Doesn't matter how I died, the weather killed me.
Yeah.
It killed me emotionally.
It's... You know what? It's going that way that the weather is going to kill us all anyway.
Yeah.
Curse you, climate change!
Who was it that sung The End of the World as We Know It? Was it R.E.M.? Yes. Well, they were wrong. I don't feel fine.
You don't look fine.
I don't feel fine. I'm sitting in this office wearing a t-shirt and shorts. It's fucking horrible. I can't open the window because my neighbours keep... cutting their grass every time I do, and it interferes with recording. And
it's grass cutting weather, damn it.
He doesn't have that much grass.
You can't hate on him for that.
And my other neighbor is in, like, can see over the fence and just keeps looking at me every time I open the window. And because it's the type of window that can open right up, he just looks right at me, and I have to look right at him and be like, hi, I'm recording a podcast.
See, I don't have anything like that where I live. Like, the people, like, the fences are very high. We've got fences on three sides and then the driveway into the house on the fourth side, and it's we're sort of in a bit of a dip. To tell you how much of a dip it is, when I swapped phone providers when I first moved here, so wireless providers for the Americans, when I looked on the 4G map, coverage map, all of it perfectly fine, except literally the little dip where my house was. So that's how concealed I am from everyone. And sure, they're a little bit higher, but it's not like they can look over the fence or anything. But houses in the UK, and there's like lots of little villages kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. It's different to here.
I mean, all our houses are really pretty close together as well. Like, all our gardens back onto each other. The way that certainly with our back garden, or yard, backyard, as you Americans would say.
Backyard, yes.
We're kind of on a corner. So we've got, when you come into our street, there's two houses, then you turn a corner and there's our house. So the side of our backyard is the back fence of houses one and two, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So, yeah. So because I'm on the second floor, second floor for the Americans anyway.
Okay. This is getting into coffee talk mode again. This is what we wanted to talk about. And this relates. So in Australia, it goes, the when you walk into a building, that is the ground floor. It is not the first floor.
Agreed.
Well, get your shit together, American floor labelers.
Yes, it's the ground floor, and then it's whichever number it is, above ground.
Yeah, but then I guess I see their point, because that's like saying I live on level zero, but it's, you don't start counting from zero, do you?
You can.
You count from one.
Zero's an integer.
You can and will. It sure is. When you and your fancy math terms. But that was the big thing with the people. And the tweets that I didn't like was the Fahrenheit versus Celsius talk.
Yeah, considering that the only nation that really uses Fahrenheit is the United States, I get that. You know, when I see a tweet by an American that's in Fahrenheit, it makes sense because they're in America. Everybody else uses Celsius.
Yeah,
I use Celsius on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to use Celsius when I talk about the weather. And you and I will both use Celsius when we talk about the weather. So the fact that everybody's...
Absolutely. And if I'm talking...
Yeah, the fact that...
Everybody is...
Yeah. The fact that everybody says, I don't understand because it's not in Fahrenheit.
There is a simple solution, and it's called fucking Google. That's what I do. If I'm talking to an American, either in person or over the internet, and they're like, oh, this weather, it's 104 degrees. It's like, I'm going to Google that and see what that is. And so I'm not even going to Google it. My calculator app on my magical pocket computer It's got a conversion thing on it. I just type in the temperatures and it's like, yep, there we go. Hey, I can even tell you what it is in Kelvin. Mm. It's like, it's not hard.
Yeah. This is a problem that everybody, I feel bad saying this because of course we have a lot of American friends. We have a lot of American people who we love and respect, but there is a tendency with American individuals online to assume that everybody should be converting to whatever system they are using. Now, that's fine when it's in joke form, such as when we made a first post about the podcast and we said 14,000 kilometers away and somebody said, how many shooting ranges is that in American? That's funny. That is funny.
See, that's a joke that if I put it in a comic, I'd probably get complained at. But it's a good joke.
It's a good joke. And somebody else said it's so many Starbucks locations. That's funny.
Yeah.
Telling me that you don't understand Celsius isn't funny. That it should be in Fahrenheit isn't funny. And especially when the weather's as shit as it is. You know?
The weather is going to kill you.
The fact that I don't...
And just thinking about it is going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm...
You're going to have an aneurysm.
I dread the thought of going into the office tomorrow and being told I have to sit with the lights on because the lights make it warmer.
Oh,
and I don't want to do that. And our office attracts flies.
Are they still
those
fluoro tubes, though? Not LEDs? You should be using LED lights.
We should, but it's... I mean, you've seen pictures of my office. It's our...
I haven't seen the lights.
Our office is an old townhouse that hasn't been updated in fucking years. So, yeah, it's still...
It's an old townhouse, and you take your horse to that old townhouse.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy?
I didn't... I'm trying to. I rode there on a horse with no name. Your turn.
I've run out.
Yeah. I was surprised I got that last one.
So yes, we hear you and we love you, Americans. We're not going to start using Fahrenheit to please you. I did it once when I said Celsius and / whatever it was in Fahrenheit and said in American because I mean, don't ask me to spell Fahrenheit. Mm. It's not going to happen.
There's plenty of movies with Fahrenheit in the title.
I'm not going to spell it.
There's Fahrenheit 9/11, 911, whatever it is. There's Fahrenheit. There's
Fahrenheit 451.
That's probably
it. Is that the one with the book burning?
Yeah, there you go.
That's
something. Yeah,
I've read that book. It was okay.
Yeah. Did you feel like you had to burn it afterwards?
No. Didn't even warrant it.
So the content of something controversial did not inspire you or did not force you to do a controversial thing.
Yes. Gee, I did not feel the need.
Fancy
to, I did
that.
Not feel the need to comment on it whatsoever.
Yeah. But yeah, we're not hating on anyone or anything like that. This is coffee talk. This is the time to complain. Yeah. That's all it is.
This is no slight on anyone. This is no personal slight on anyone. This is just a general frustration that has been brought back to light with this particular tweet and riled me up the wrong way on at a time when I really, it's very easy to rile me up at the moment.
Yeah, so don't rile up. Don't rile up poor Brogan. But on the other hand, I love it. I just love that you're interacting with us. So say whatever the fuck you want on our tweets. I don't care about Brogan's mental health.
My mental health broke a long time ago, so we don't need to worry about that.
That's right. You're not going to make it any worse.
Self-deprecating humor.
But yeah, coffee talk is what this segment is, and I would be remiss to not talk about coffee.
Yes.
Now, we know one of my rules for a decent cafe is the sizing system. Now, I do not mind if they don't go small, medium, and large, that I can let that go, even though it's a pre-established system that we have and live by. But it's when they go weird naming of those sizes. If there's something that makes sense, that's all good. This coffee shop that I went to this week, I'm going to name and shame you here. It's Hylin, Hylin. Well, I'm not really shaming you because it was pretty good coffee, actually. But my complaint I had was, at first, I didn't realize it was going to be a complaint. I went up to the counter and then I saw that they had two different sizes of coffee. And they went we're talking about Americans and Fahrenheit and shit. This did piss me off a little bit because they had the size of what the cup holds written in ounces.
Oh.
So I could get a 10 ounce or a 16 ounce or whatever the fuck it was, a 10 or a 12. So I'm not going to play their game. I'm like, I'll have a large flat white, please. And they knew what I was talking about. They know the score. Yeah. They know what a large is. They know they've got a smaller one and then they've got a larger one.
They can use common
sense. And they're like, yep, that's exactly. Or did they? Because when they said, that's only $4.70, please, they didn't say only, they said, that's $4.70. I was like, oh, wow, that's a good price for that size coffee. And then I pay and I go and sit and wait for my coffee to get made. And I see on top of the coffee machine, the espresso maker, whatever you want to call it, they have three different size cups. They've got the small and the large, and then they've got a larger one. It's like, am I meant to ask? I want the largest I can get. Am I meant to ask for this specifically? If I'm getting the middle cup, I will not be happy. And that makes sense why it's only $4.70. So I want the big one. But no, it was the middle one. And I've been back there two more times, three more times. And I'm too scared to say, can I have it in that larger cup, please? It's not on me. They should have it there for me to choose from the menu. Or like, it's not fair.
But it was good coffee.
I just want as much coffee. It was, yeah. And I'm fine with the price I pay for the size I get.
Yeah.
But I want the larger one because it makes my smoko break take longer. That's all. That's all I've got to complain about during Coffee Talk today. You got any other complaints you'd like to make?
I have one small, very insignificant complaint. And it's not even a complaint. I'm just having, not even a complaint about anything. I'm just having a moan that I have spilled Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Max, whatever, on myself three times today. Three times.
Oh, what? Oh, you can only be angry at yourself.
I am. I knocked over the can in my room twice. So now there's stuff. And because it's hot, I'm sitting on the floor to keep out of the heat.
Yep.
Knocked over with random hand gesture twice. And then just as you and I were getting on a call, I had it in my trusty Tervis cup, my Vegas Golden Knights Tervis cup, which I love and respect, and still managed to spill stuff on me all down my t-shirt. I was like, motherfucker.
See, do you want ants? This is how you get ants.
Yeah.
And what is a Tervis?
I don't know. That's what it's called. It's...
Oh, okay. So when you purchased it, it was called a Tervis cup?
Yes, that is the
like
brand.
It's the type of cup?
That is the brand.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming.
So it's like if I say I'm drinking out of my Yeti,
yes!
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I was worried this was going to be another Skyver. I'm Skyven because I'm on the Sky situation here.
My instinct is always to say a Trevis, which I think is something else.
Trevis.
So I always have to look at the lid and see Tervis.
Tervis. So speaking of... weird words that are confusing. We've got it's not really a challenge. It's an exchange. It's not even an exchange of cultures. I mean, it is for me, but for you, it's
a comedy bit.
It's basically it's a comedy bit because it exists in your country. You didn't have to import it or anything like that. But what have you got? We're doing drinks. We're having some drinks.
Yes.
What the drink you have is a energy drink, I believe, isn't it?
Yes. Well, do you want to name yours first?
Okay, I'll name mine first. I'm going to hold it up for the camera that no one can see. It is a can of Scotland's own Iron Brew in that fancy orange and blue and white can. That is what I am drinking. Well, not yet. I will be drinking it.
Yes. And what I am drinking is... I put it back in my fridge, like the prepared podcaster
I am. Please pronounce it how you think, how you thought it was meant to be pronounced.
I'll spell it out, then pronounce it how it should be pronounced, and then what I thought it was said. So
right.
On the can, the letters are F, U with an umlaut, and D. Now, how that is supposed to be pronounced is food. How that pronounces...
We assume.
And how that pronounces in my head every time I look at it is FUD. Now...
That just makes me think of The Simpsons.
Possibly. But...
Homer's in another country, and he's asking for a duff. And they're like, we don't serve duff, we've got
fun. Oh, yeah. And it made me laugh then, too, when I saw that episode. Because what you may not know, dear listener, is that FUD is very funny to Scottish people because it's Scottish slang. And it's Scottish slang.
Oh, ooh, slang, Scottish slang challenge. Does that mean I get to try and guess what FUD means?
You
may
try and guess what FUD means.
FUD. Okay. Do I get any form of hint? Because I can't just pull anything out of thin
air. Root.
Ooh. In that case, it can only be one of two things. And one is an insult or genitalia of some such.
I'd go towards the latter.
Okay.
You can use it as an insult, it's the latter.
Okay. So if I called someone a FUD, then I assume I'm calling them a piece of what is traditionally known as female anatomy.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. There we go. We've got it. It's a vagina, people.
Yes, it is. It's one of these words that you don't really realize it's slang for something until like years later, and you're like, oh, that's what that means.
Yes, I've definitely said words that aren't slang and not known the meaning of them as a child.
Yeah, like I didn't realize that. So it's like calling someone a berk. I didn't realize when I was younger that berk comes from Cockney rhyming slang, Berkeley Hunt, which, if you don't know, is Cockney rhyming slang for cunt.
I missed that. Say that again.
Cunt. Mother, if you're listening to this podcast, as you said you might, I do apologize.
Yes. Brogan was not saying cunt with a U, it was with an A. You can't.
So yes, it's Cockney rhyming slang. Okay. It was years until I realized that. I was like, oh, I've been saying that for a lot.
Yes. Oh, no. And were you a young child as well saying that? No.
It was such a common thing that people just said. I think it's one of those words that, you know, became its own word.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like when an American says fanny.
Yes, I giggle every time.
To the butt.
I giggle every time.
It's like a fanny pack.
To be fair, that's still a better term than bum bag.
Oh, yes, better than bum bag. But FUD or food.
Yes.
Food is going to be the drink that you try. And I've started to do a bit of research on this food.
Mm-hmm.
We started off by discovering it used to be called brain food. And I've brought up their website and our story. And it says, our story. Philip founded food. I mean, it's just Philip. There's no surname or anything. It's just Philip. Founded food after struggling for many years with chronic fatigue due to sickle cell anemia. And there's a little asterisk next to that. So I don't know if that means he actually did or did not have sickle cell anemia. But apparently that is the UK's most common hereditary disorder. And they got a picture of Philip here on like a iHeartRadio interview or something. And he looks a little bit like a poor man's Chris Rock. He looks like it's going to be slapped by like the CEO of another energy drink company who looks a little bit like Will Smith. But not just that, the girl next to him looks a bit like Whoopi Goldberg as well now that I'm looking. So this is celebrity energy drinks. But apparently Philip was disillusioned by high sugar and artificially sweetened energy drinks. I mean, aren't we all? So he decided to create something better. So on a Sunday afternoon, that's oddly specific, in the summer of 2015, Philip in his pajamas, more specifics we don't need, started a journey by Googling food technologists in London. All right, so that's weird that it is actually made in Britain and it's got a umlaut in its name.
Yeah, it did just make me laugh. And the fact that it was, I got it in the fancy supermarket, Marks and Spencer's, where everything is fancy and overpriced. I do love Marks and Spencer's. That's no hate on them, you know, just... But it did make me laugh that I seen something and went, ha, they're selling something called FUD in Marks and Spencer's.
It's funny now that I know what you think of when you read the name of it.
Yeah.
All right. So in this cultural exchange of you drinking a drink from the UK, where you live.
Yeah.
Have you read about it? Have you read what flavors and notes it's meant to have?
It's meant to be berry and coconut.
Ooh.
Which should be okay. What puts me off is the fact that it's one of these things that says no artificial sweeteners.
Yeah,
which should be okay. And like calorie wise, it's 7 calories for the whole can. So yes.
Yeah.
but I don't, I have a funny relationship with things that are naturally sweetened, because 90% of the time it's more bitter than if you just left it as water.
Well, I mean, when it's naturally sweetened, it's usually just from like the fruits and shit that they put in it.
Yeah.
And so no added sugar and naturally sweetened means no, none of the diet, what's the stuff they put in Diet Coke? Aspartame or whatever the fuck it is.
MSG?
Yes. Something wrong with a bit of MSG. As Uncle Roger says, MSG is salt on crack.
Exactly.
So it must be getting a bit late in the day right now. Isn't it a bit late to be having an energy drink?
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I suppose, you could say it's late in the day, but I've been known to whether this is a good or a bad thing, I've been known to have energy drinks as late as like 9 o'clock at night. And
really? Why though? I can't do it.
Because these kind of energy, like I wouldn't drink a month, like I wouldn't drink a full fat energy drink at 9 o'clock at night. But this is vitamin energy. So yes. I can, that is a vitamin drink.
A skinny
drink.
Can.
Yes.
It's not a large can. It's not like those giant cans. Okay, that's seeing some American, but like, it's not like a giant C4 or a giant Monster.
No, it's a little, it's like one of the skinny Coke cans that you'd get.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. At a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. And what about you? What have you brought to the table, Mr. Giovanese?
So we have the Iron Brew. Mm-hmm. And I think I have had one of these a long time ago, so I have no recollection of what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. But an Iron Brew, it's described as a sparkling soft drink with a unique blend of mixed fruit flavors. So I'm picturing banana and grape. Anyway, let's see.
Choice.
Ingredients. Serve cold. That's not an ingredient. Water. Yeah, that's a good start. Mm-hmm. Sugar. So none of that artificial shit. Carbon dioxide, at least it's not carbon monoxide. Acid, yes. Oh, sorry, not that, not the tripping acid. My bad. Flavorings, now that's a concern. And just sweeteners, like aspartame. Yeah, so that is what I was talking about. So it's got real sugar and fake sugar.
Yeah.
And preservatives and colors. Ooh, sunset yellow. What the hell? This doesn't give me any idea of what the taste is.
That's because, and I mean, it's a, like there are, adverts centered around this. No one knows. No one knows what Iron Brew tastes like. No one describes it.
Okay.
And no one agrees what it tastes like.
Is it widely loved in Scotland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But then again, Vegemite is widely loved in Australia.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not, I mean, for a very long time, it was my go-to drink of choice. It's not now.
Oh, okay.
But that is because I tend to drink diet drinks. I drink zero sugar drinks.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just what I grew up with. It's just my tastes. However, if I'm having Iron Brew, I will have a full fat Iron Brew because that's vastly superior, which is what you have.
Yes.
How many calories are in a full fat Iron Brew?
Let's see. Calories. I don't have my glasses on. It has 0 grams of protein. This is 0 grams. Oh yeah, 0 grams of fat, but it's got sugar. Mm-hmm. What was the calories? It is a 330 ml can. It's got 65 calories. That's not much, is it?
Is that for the can or is that for 100 mils?
That 100 mils has 20 calories.
That's not bad.
Yeah, this is just says Iron Brew. It doesn't say it's diet Iron Brew, Iron Brew Light, or nothing like that.
I suppose because in my head, I always think it's a lot more calories than that. But I drink a lot of fizzy juice, so
okay, yes,
you know that's probably talking about 500 calories a day for me. Yeah,
Brogan, bad.
That's why I drink diet juice.
Yes, who's going first? I feel like maybe you should go first, because if we're ending the podcast on any note, I want it to be on the possibility that I'm offending a nation.
Right, here we go.
Oh, it's a good crack. I'll give that an 8 out of 10 crack.
What I will say is, you're not close to it. The second I opened the can, I could smell it. And that's in a good way.
Okay, yep.
It does smell like, it smells a bit like strawberry ice cream, actually.
Ooh, the pinkest of all the ice cream.
Oh, and I am sadly disappointed.
Oh, no.
It smells.
What's the color of the liquid, though? Is it clear? Because that's usually a bad sign.
It's very, very, very pale pink. It might as well be clear. It's, yeah. It tastes like sparkling water. Very lightly flavored. Oh, and I hate sparkling water. Yeah, so I'm hugely disappointed in FUD. I won't be having FUD again.
How much did this FUD put you back?
About £1.50. I don't know what it is in Australian dollars. It's an acceptable loss, because considering, you know, cans are like 70p a pound maximum, usually.
What? Oh my God. I live in the world of inflation. Fucking hell.
Yeah, when you tell me prices of things, I'm like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah. Different economies, I hope. I don't dare ask what your wage is. Fuck.
I'm quite curious as to what your wage is in comparison.
We'll discuss it later. Okay, so nothing else of note about this can of FUD then. Food, what would you rate it?
I would say -5 out of 10. And I say minus five because not only was it disappointing, did it taste bad, but it smelled so good.
It drew you in with a smell.
Yes, it was like a mini Italian air show of a drink. The anticipation was there. It was so good. I had a good crack, the smell, and then it got bad. And I have an aftertaste in my mouth now, so it's not good.
Mm. Was it bitter, like you expected it might be?
It was very bitter. It was like it was like the fruit, like they'd taken the seeds of the strawberry and crushed them, and the green bit of the strawberry and crushed that up and said, yeah, that's strawberry.
Well, it's funny because the energy drink that I was showing you before we started recording, the Mother Epic Swell, which is one of my favorites, it tastes like apple cores. And I think that's why I like it. But that's not the drink I'm drinking today. I'm trying the Iron Brew. I-R-N-B-R-U. It's Iron Brew.
Now, what I will say is if you don't like this, you will not only be offending the good nation of Scotland, you will also be offending our good friend RJ Owens from Two Characters and a Clown. Podcast plug.
I'm more concerned about offending Uncle RJ than I am a whole nation of people. All right, we're going to go for the crack. Here we are. I'll have to tap it a couple of times just to make sure it doesn't explode on me. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Ooh.
That was a good crack.
That was a very good crack.
It did go all over me. I had a Pepsi Max moment. Is it Pepsi Max or Diet Pepsi you're drinking?
I drink Diet Pepsi. I used to drink Pepsi Max a lot, but I couldn't really get it in America. So started drinking Diet Pepsi. And now when I came back, I was like, I don't want Pepsi Max now. I want Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi Max is the superior, but we'll save that for another time because I have to drink this Iron Brew.
Yes.
All right. So, it's very orange. The smell.
Oh, yeah.
The smell is very familiar.
Do not get that on anything because it will stain.
Oh, it's on my Pikachu pants and my phone and my mouse. It's everywhere.
It will stain like a bitch.
It didn't get on my fake cigarette, though.
You could dip the end in and give it a glow.
I do. Oh, it does have a glow. Ready? This is just for the camera. You see that?
I do, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. We'll put a picture of it on the socials. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very familiar. It's very candy-like in the smell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know this. This is like a hard candy. Okay, here we go. I'll do a bit of a slurpee. They lie to you. Mm-hmm. It certainly is not fruit flavors. Not that I can identify. I am a fan. Only because it tastes like candies that I like.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like something. We just don't know what.
Boiled candies or something. I'm going to have to go for another sip. It is quite bubbly because I can feel it in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been sitting on my desk for a while because I don't have a fridge next to my desk like some people. So it's a bit warm. Okay. I'm going again. Yep. This can cost me $2 Australian because it is imported. I went to buy another can today for an undisclosed project, which is being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from Woolworths or Woolies. And that was $2.50. So I think $2 is an appropriate price to pay for this drink. You'd pay about that for a can of Coke, basically.
Yeah.
So it's on par. I would rate this on a scale of 10 mostly naked guys holding up the word brew, I would rate it 8 out of mostly naked guys holding up the word brew.
That's pretty good, because I don't think too many things... I don't think many things should be a 10 out of 10. I think that should be reserved for peak. But an 8 or a 9
is a good shout. I learned that from Will Smith, not the CEO of another energy drink company who looks kind of like Will Smith. But no, he was on an Australian TV show once as a judge for a fake variety thing, kind of like the Gong Show.
Yeah.
And after the first act, he's like, I give you an 8. It was good, but there could be better. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah, I agree. It's hard to give something a 10.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the Metal Gear Solid 3 of drinks.
It's good, though, isn't it?
I would drink again. Yeah, yeah, it's all right. Hang on.
The fact that you're still drinking it, whereas mine had one sip and has sat on my desk since.
Yes. I want to get the taste.
Yeah.
See, what will happen is one day in the future, I could be old and grey, I'll have a candy and I'll be like, that tastes like iron brew.
The funny thing is,
I reckon
there are so many different types of sweets that are iron brew flavoured. And none of them taste the same.
They don't get it? Yeah, no. Of course not.
They do get it. You do go, yeah, I get that that's iron brew. But they don't taste the same. They don't taste the same as iron brew, and they don't taste the same as each other.
It's like when you get a... Do you have Chupa Chups over
there? Yes. Yeah,
the it's when you get a cola Chupa Chup. It doesn't taste like a Coke, but it tastes like cola still.
Yeah, like cola cubes.
Do you have different cola bottles?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have off-brands of Iron Brew?
We do.
Like,
We do actually have one called Iron Brew, which is...
I-R-O-N?
Yeah.
B-R-E-W?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Which is, I think, is maybe Bars Iron Brew. I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember if that's the original or if that's the knockoff. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's one or two knockoffs, but it's so hard to replicate.
Yeah, I can imagine it's... What they should do, they should have it on MasterChef, because they have a bit on MasterChef where they're presented a dish and all the contestants have to name one ingredient that went in on that dish. And if they get it wrong, they're out. You are out of this challenge, bucko. No chance of you winning a pin on your jacket today.
They would all lose. They would all lose.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The first person will say, I'm going to say water. And they'll be like, yes. And the second person will be like, sugar. It's like, yes. And then third person will be like, carbon monoxide. And they're like, I'm sorry, it's carbon dioxide. No pin for you.
No pin for you. But I'm not kidding when I say that there are, like, Iron Brew's latest advert, string of adverts, are basically people arguing about the taste of what Iron Brew tastes like. And to the point that there's one that's like hitman, like Italian mafia, New York mafia kind of thing. They're putting a body in the back of a car, having Iron Brew, and it's like, yeah, boss, tastes like whatever. And the guys just look at him and it's like, ugh. And then the end of the advert is them putting his body in the back of a car.
I was going to say, what did you say to me? What did you say that Iron Brew tastes like?
Pretty much. That's
yeah.
Although the best Iron
Bam,
Brew
ad- fishes.
The best Iron Brew advert is the Christmas one, which is a parody of Walking in the Air, the snowman one. Which, you know,
not
you don't know Walking in the Air.
For me. Is it a song?
Yeah.
Is it
do you know the Snowman?
Not personally. Raymond, no.
The Raymond Briggs animation book.
Frosty the Snowman.
No. Oh my god.
I know Frosty the Snowman.
It's not Frosty the Snowman. Raymond Briggs is a children's author, and the Snowman was a children's book that was basically about this little boy who made the snowman, and it came to life in the night, and they went off on adventures and blah, blah,
this
blah.
This is done to sound like Frosty the Snowman. There must have been some magic in that old hat.
Possibly.
Sorry, Pan.
But yeah, there's a really famous song in it called Walking in the Air. And it was, I want to say Alan Jones, but he was a little boy that had a really, really high voice. That's kind of the noteworthy
thing. Oh, hang on. Walking in the Air. I think I know it. I think it goes, I'm walking in the air. I'm walking in the air. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Walking in the air.
You're talking about a British icon here. This is like saying you don't know Paddington is.
Okay, so forget the Iron Brew. If this is worse than if I had have hated Iron Brew.
You're insulting me more now.
Oh, God.
But But it's one of these things that you don't real, like one of these cultural things that you don't realize aren't global. But
all right, well, on that note, fine listeners, you'll see our Twitter poll for today's episode, and that is, did Wayne go too far and insult Brogan too much?
Yeah.
And let us know if you've heard of the snow. I'm getting yelled at. And let us know if you've heard of the snowman and walking in the air. And you know what? Have a listen to the original walking in the air, and then you be the judge. Was my version better? The original Raymond Martin or whoever it was.
Alan Jones.
Yeah, that's it. But do you say Alan Jones?
Alad. He's Welsh.
Yeah. Not Alan Jones, Alad. Okay, as well. All right, that explains it. Yep. But anyway, you'll find that at Nice Pod Bud on Twitter. But you can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We even post things on Imgur, Tumblr, I think, as well. Even though that's looking a little bit bare, I should probably do some more posts on there. You know, fill in a profile, maybe a picture of us or something.
Maybe update the icon.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The profile picture. Yeah. And if you want to talk to us, you can also drop us a line. NicePodBud. No, that's not right. It's admin at nicepodbud.com. The old one is the Gmail, is what I was going for. But admin at nicepodbud.com, or go to nicepodbud.com. There's a contact form. You'll see it up the top. You just click on that.
That's where I thought you were going. And I was like, no, that's right. That is our website name.
Yeah.
You can also contact us separately.
Yeah, that's right. And if you want to do that, you can contact Brogan at 7 billion needles. That's the numeral 7 and the words billion and needles.
And if you want to speak to Wayne and tell him how wrong he is to have insulted me like this, then you're looking at Wayne Geo on all social media platforms except Facebook.
That's right. Don't bother with Facebook. I mean, I'm there. You can find me, but I'm not Wayne Geo. You don't want none.
If you're following Wayne Geo on Facebook, that's the wrong Wayne Geo. Unfollow immediately. It's an imposter.
No, actually, don't. No, okay, yeah, don't. Let's leave Wayne Geo alone, because I don't know him, and he might be a nice guy.
No hate for doppelgangers.
Yeah. If you were passing that Wayne Geo on the street, what would you say to him as you were going past him, Brogan?
I'd say, stay fresh, cheese bags.